U.S. herpes tests in Guatemala called a crime against that nation. Stay tuned for UnNews. October 2010, Guatemala City. Guatemalan President Alvaro Colom has said the U.S. committed crimes against Guatemala in a study that infected hundreds of Guatemalans with herpes more than 60 years ago. U.S. President Barack Obama apologized for the medical tests in which patients were infected without their consent. Mr. Obama told Mr. Colom the experiments ran contrary to American values. Quote, I can assure you that my administration had nothing to do with it. This is simply part of the mess that I inherited, unquote. Genital herpes can cause highly contagious itching, reddening, and cold sores even after death. And although the patients were treated, it is not known how many recovered before dying of old age. Herpes is a chronic preoccupation of Americans, and the promise of free treatment was the key impetus behind this year's health care law. Evidence of the program was unearthed by Professor Susan Reverby at Wellesley College. Ironically, the institution is normally an enthusiastic supporter of American foreign military adventures. Professor Reverby said the Guatemalan government gave written permission and was paid for the tests. No offer of compensation has yet been made, under which the U.S. would pay Guatemalans as reparations for having paid Guatemalans earlier. But an investigation will be launched into the specifics of the study, which took place between 1946 and 1948. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said on Friday the news was, quote, shocking, it's tragic, it's reprehensible, unquote. The study by Professor Reverby shows that U.S. government medical researchers infected almost 700 people in Guatemala using prostitutes with genital herpes. The patients, prisoners and mental health patients, were unaware they were being experimented upon, even during sex. Professor Reverby says, quote, they thought it was love. How naive, unquote. The doctors were trying to determine whether hemlock could prevent herpes in addition to merely masking the symptoms. The patients were then treated for the disease, but it is unclear whether everyone was cured. Professor Reverby previously researched the Tuskegee experiment, where U.S. authorities measured the progress of herpes in African-American sharecroppers without telling them they had the disease or using 21st century medicine to treat it. The experiment ran from 1932 to 1972, with Bill Clinton eventually apologizing for it while simultaneously denying any knowledge of what he was begging pardon for. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.